Guided meditation, finding your optimal activity. Settle into a comfortable position, letting your body relax. Take a deep breath in, breathing in calm and clarity. And as you exhale, let go of any tension, letting your body soften into ease. This moment is yours to connect with movement, to explore what feels good, what feels right. Breathing in, breathing out. Today, we're diving into the idea of optimal activity. Now, if you've been dealing with persistent pain, you might have tried all kinds of approaches. Resting, avoiding certain movements, and even pushing through discomfort. But when it comes to persistent pain, complete rest isn't the solution. Neither is pushing through everything. The truth lies somewhere in between, in finding the activity that's just right for you. Breathing in, breathing out. Let's start with a simple observation. Think about the last time you sat or lay down for hours. Maybe you felt okay at first, but over time, things probably get a bit stiff, maybe even painful. This is your body's way of saying, "Hey, I need a little movement here." Rest can be restorative, but too much can lead to more discomfort. The same goes for overdoing it. If you go all in, like a 2-hour hike or lifting heavy weights, you probably know that pain has a way of making itself known. So the goal here isn't to do everything or do nothing. It's to find the sweet spot, the optimal activity level that's unique to you. Breathing in, breathing out. Imagine you're tuning into your body's version of Goldilocks. Not too much, not too little, just right. Optimal activity means choosing movements that feel good today, right now, with no need to push or strain. And remember, what's optimal today might be different tomorrow, and that's okay. Take a moment to ask yourself, what movement would feel just right today? Maybe it's a gentle stretch, a slow walk, or even a few minutes of mindful breathing, or a workout. Whatever it is, trust that it's exactly what your body needs today. Breathing in, breathing out. Let's set an intention together. Today, I'll listen to my body and choose movement that feels right. Imagine this intention settling in, like a gentle reminder to move with respect and care. You're not here to push through or hold back. You're here to find the balance that works for you. Today, I'll listen to my body and choose movement that feels right. Breathing in, breathing out. Now, let's think about how you can bring this balance into your day. Here are a few small, simple steps to help you find and maintain your ideal level of activity. Move regularly, even if it's just a little. Try to get up and move every hour or so, even if it's just a few stretches. Avoid sitting uninterrupted for long periods by mixing in a bit of gentle movement. Breathing in, breathing out. Notice how your body feels and adjust. If a movement feels uncomfortable, take it slower. If it feels okay, maybe continue. Think of yourself as a mindful explorer, checking in to see what feels good. Breathing in, breathing out. Celebrate small movements. Every small movement is a win. Don't underestimate the power of a simple walk, a gentle stretch, or a minute of deep breathing. All of these contribute to keeping your body and mind at ease. Breathing in, breathing out. Be flexible with your routine. Your optimal activity might change from day to day, depending on your sleep, stress, and energy levels. Be gentle with yourself. Adjust your movement based on what feels best today. Breathing in, breathing out. Take a deep breath. And as you breathe out, feel a sense of gratitude for your body, for all it does to support you. You're finding the balance that works for you, and that's an amazing step. When you're ready, gently open your eyes, carrying this awareness of optimal activity with you. Remember, movement is your friend. And today, you're moving with purpose, with care, and with gratitude.